The market for hybrid cars is still very small by global standards, but car makers are trying to find how to make them more appealing, and they're getting help from oil prices, which today have topped $130 per barrel. Yesterday, we heard from the billionaire investor T. Boone Pickens, who was on this program 4 years ago and told us he was buying oil futures at the insanely high price of $60 per barrel. He was confident that it was going to stay at least that high for years. Turned out to be right. And now he's predicting that oil is going to reach $150 per barrel this year. He's not the first to say oil prices will move a lot higher, as NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
Stephen Brown, an energy economist at the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas, says there's one main reason oil prices are rising.
There is an expectation that oil demand from China and India is going to continue rising strongly. At the same time, there's an expectation that supplies just aren't going to grow fast enough to keep up with the growth in that demand.
For the past year, rising oil prices have correlated with a falling U.S. dollar. And yesterday, the dollar fell a full percentage point against the euro to roughly $1.57. Economist Edward Rice of the Foster School of Business at the University of Washington suggests that America's budget deficits, weak employment growth, and instability in financial markets have prompted many countries to trade in their dollars for stronger currency.
When you look at what you want to hold as a reserve currency and you see the euro has done very well over the recent times and you say, you know, how come I'm not holding euros? How come I'm holding dollars? And you don't have a good answer to that question, then it's time to hold euros.
The Australian dollar is doing well, too, rising yesterday to its highest level in 24 years. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.